God is in this place. There he is. What does God look like? And maybe I should say for some of you folks out there who are glued to your phone all the time, what if I say if God sent you a selfie, what would it look like? Okay? Over the years, many different artists have shown us and painted their view of God, what God looks like to them. So just to expand this one a little bit more there. This one is very common, seen very often. But let's just back up a little bit more in history. By the way, this is not going to be a lecture. I'm just going to go through this pretty quickly. Okay. So the God, the Father on the throne, late 15th century. Raphael's 1518. Now it's 1654. God creating the animals, if you can see God there in the center. Now I jumped all the way up to the 1900s, 1981. All I did was a Google search on a portrait of God. You can do the same thing. I don't have many slides, but if you go home and do a Google image search on God, what will you find? There's a whole bunch more gods between those errors. I skipped over that to keep this short. This is hand of God, but look closely at the image. Is this your God? Is God in this picture anywhere? Could it be color, shape, image? Again, what does God look like to you? Apparently, this is a very new image that just came out on a music video that my daughter told me about. For the art of the visual, I asked a few artists in our congregation what God looks like to them. Male, female, black, white.
Good morning. So my first response to that question was, of course, this is ultimately an impossible task to do. And I was really tempted to just say, there's the piece, and not say anything more about it. But I will. And I'm glad you showed some of those images, because I was thinking I've come a long way from my childhood image of God, which was a white man with long white beard. And now I understand why, because that's probably what I saw a lot. I recently read that Thomas Merton said, "Nothing has ever been said about God that hasn't already been said better by the wind in the pine trees." So I think that's true, but I decided to take the challenge anyway and say a few words about what influenced my piece. My mind went to additional questions when I was asked the God selfie question. Questions of, who is God to me now? How do I see God? And when do I experience God, if I do? Do I know God? And if so, how? What or have been my names for God? And so these are just a few of the answers that came, and they're in no particular order, and they were just in my mind as I created this piece. This is an acrylic pouring paint piece. Silence. Be still and know that I am God. Some of you who know me well know I'm drawn to the contemplative. So some of my most powerful spiritual experiences have happened when I've been in silence and solitude, and there's been spaciousness around me and within me. I like these words from R.S. Thomas, who's a Welsh poet. He wrote, "The silence in the mind is when we live best, within listening distance of the silence we call God. This is the deep calling to deep." Beauty. I sense God is in the moments so beautiful they take my breath away or they bring me to tears. And that could be a sunset, it could be an unusual flower, it could be an interaction between two people. It could be an amazing piece of artwork or music that fills my soul. It could be a poem or a quote or other words that just match what I need at that particular time. John O'Donohue wrote an amazing book called Beauty. If you haven't encountered it, you might want to look it up. And he wrote this: "Beauty addresses us from a place beyond. It captures our complete attention because it resonates with a sense of the beyond in us. Whenever we awaken beauty, we are helping to make God present in the world." I really like that. Silence, beauty, mystery. For a long time, my chosen name for God was Great Eternal Mystery. Capital G-E-M is how I often wrote it in my journal. G-E-M, gem. Love, God is love. Nothing more needs to be said about that. And surprise, a few years back I learned that David Stendhal Rast said that the only appropriate name for God is surprise, because surprise is the only name that does not limit the nameless one. Mark Nepo wrote, "God is seldom in our plans, but always in the unexpected." And flow. I'm drawn to the idea of God as a river. With its constant movement and its sense of flow, one can choose to walk into the river, jump into the river, ride the river, or sit on the banks and watch it. Again, a favorite quote by John O'Donohue, who's, by the way, one of my favorite writers. He said, "I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding." And it might be obvious that that's the idea that had the greatest influence on me when I created this. So for me, and again, this is awkward and inadequate, but as much as it is, for me, silence, beauty, mystery, love, surprise, and flow have influenced this creation. But then perhaps Rabia of Basra, a Sufi poet, said it best when she said, "Since no one really knows anything about God, those who think they do are just troublemakers."
Maybe we should just all go home now. I don't want to be a troublemaker, but... So I'm going to read a statement now from Mark Halsey about his three-dimensional piece here, describing how he sees God. And this is a quote: "This construction of repurposed materials reflects my belief that as the passage from Scripture, which is 1 John 4:12, printed on the windows reads, 'No one has ever seen God.' But looking at your reflection in the interior mirrors, you can see the possibilities that are suggested in the remains of the verse. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love has been brought to full expression through us. We should and can see God in each other if we will follow him and love one another as he loves us." Thank you, Mark. Now, if the ushers and musicians would prepare for the offering, let us pray. As I have received, so free me to give. As I have been granted, so may I give. Amen.
Thank you. morning. Oh, there's a lot of people here. Just as nervous as I thought I would be. When I got the email to participate in an art project that was yet unnamed, I didn't reply for a couple weeks till other people said yes. And I thought, ooh, art on demand. The pressure of other people saying yes, and okay, why not? I decided to join in the fun. And my original images of God that came to mind were very different than what's up here today. Thinking of God with my mind produced very different images than what sitting with God in my heart produced. Originally, I thought of all the beauty of nature and animals and all the people of the world of different shapes and sizes and colors and personalities. And then I thought, whatever I do, I'll probably have to paint it on a mirror because we're all reflecting God and God is reflecting us. And so I did nothing for weeks. I had previously put away this giant blank canvas that I had. I have an art studio in my Eden kitchen, just because I didn't feel like cleaning the paint off the table last time I painted. So I had since put that away, and one day I thought, none of these images are really jumping out at me, and I don't know what to do. And, you know, clock is ticking. Kate keeps sending emails. No, she was very patient. And then I saw what I had attempted as a similar image of God on a much smaller canvas. It was hidden by some other things. And I thought, oh, that's what I had in mind before. Oh, that's what that giant blank canvas was for that I had totally forgotten for many, many months. And then I thought, how in the world is that going to get on the canvas? But my go-to image of God shifted about 3 or 4 years ago. I was struggling with something, and I talked with a friend, and she kept saying, and God loves you so much, and he wants this for you, and he this, he that, and something didn't feel right. So, and this is a very conservative friend that I've had, and we're very unlikely friends, and yet it's magical and mysterious and beautiful. So I asked her, could you just for right now say she when you talk about God? And I don't know what made me say it, but I sank into it every time she said that, and it felt really right to me. And I realized I needed a mother God, and that may just be temporary. It may not be. I don't know what my image of God will morph into later. But for now, this is right and this is perfect. And this is not the image of God that I see. It's the one that I feel. And we are the world in her womb. We are still being created by this loving mother, being sustained by her all the time. And I think I have nothing more to say about that. Explore what arises for you in each moment and be open to a shifting image.
Hi, I'm Soleil. Okay. So it was hard for me to think of what God was to me. So, yeah, I wasn't exactly sure, but then I thought that God had to be some form of love, and I realized that people feel love from other people. So when someone is shown love, they're seeing God in the person that shows them love. So everyone shows love to someone, So in that way, everyone's the face of God to somebody else. And they're the face that gives them hope and helps them through life, because we were created to be together. And I know that's really short, but thanks.
When I was asked to present what I thought of as God's selfie, I remembered a simple watercolor and ink painting that I did in 2013. At that time, I was really trying to come up with a more feminine image of God, and I was intrigued with the idea of God being a pregnant woman always giving birth. And if you can see the words, it says, God, the eternal womb. Now, this was a great leap away from my childhood image of God as a patriarchal male figure sitting behind a teacher's desk. The question of what God's selfie looks like begs the prior questions of who is God anyway, and is there a God at all? And assuming there is my personal image of God allowed to change? Or is it my job to land on the correct image of God and then spend the rest of my life defending that picture? So this has been a summer of me mulling over those questions and then coming up with a currently true image to share with you. So first I started with the same idea that I had back in 2013, God the eternal womb. And then I did one where I just painted right over a piece of music. And I believe it was the Waylon Jennings Alleluia that some of you all sang. And then one where God was becoming a little bit more abstract. I wanted to include in this one the idea that to me God is infinite and deeper and richer than I can imagine. So I put in the spiral or the swirl in the feminine belly. However, all this time that I was doing these paintings, I was realizing that when I actually talk to God or Godness, as I term God, every day, honestly, it's not a feminine form in my mind's eye. And as one of my friends said, God is more than a gender. In fact, God includes all genders. So my next attempt was simply the swirl. The idea of being enveloped with presence, being pulled ever deeper and deeper into rich creative energy, endlessly evolving closer and closer to all that is God or Godness. I came up with that term a couple years ago in an attempt to say, or to get away from just a masculine God, because I can't see anything else but masculine when I say the word God. So I, for a while, said goddess. That's definitely feminine. So then, well, what's goddish? What's godness? So I say godness usually. And notice the little star points of light on that one, including the idea that in God is light and in God is no darkness at all. So my currently true attempt of putting this energy, this godness, into a two-dimensional form was to paint this canvas. And it's a repurposed canvas underneath. Somebody had painted some trees, and I may use it again. We'll see. So to explain it, I have to tell you about the process. In fact, this finished product is not even so much about being finished, but it's about the process in which it happened to look this way. So a few weeks ago, one Saturday morning, I woke up early and I knew that this was the day that I was going to paint my God canvas. And so I went out to our fire bowl in the backyard. I lit a beautiful little fire, and then I dragged a tree stump over beside the fire bowl. And on the tree stump, I arranged a seashell on the west side to represent the earthly element of water, and then a small glass bottle filled with dirt from my grandmother's grave on the north side to represent the element of earth. And then I lit a stick of incense and put that on the east side to represent air. And then my fire bowl was on the south side to represent the element of fire. And I sat there and I watched the fire and the smoke, and I talked to Godness. And then when I intuitively knew that it was time to move on, I went into the house and I brought out my canvas. Now, I had been collecting things for a while to put onto that canvas. And so it's the medium itself that is God to me. So on that canvas that I smeared on with my bare hands is acrylic paint, ashes from my fire bowl, dirt from my beloved grandmother's grave. There is a mint tea leaf. There's bergamot essential oils. There's bird droppings. There's coffee. There's human saliva and several other unnameable human fluids. Also included in that canvas is the song of the cicadas in the trees that morning, and the heat of the summer sun, and the blue of the sky, and also just the inner call inside of me that my family is in the house waiting for me to come in and make breakfast. So as I began to walk away and leave it out there to dry, I remembered those little light sparkles and that I see in my mind when I'm talking to Godness. And so I went back in the house, grabbed some glitter, and then threw that on the still wet paint. So is this God? You know, I don't know, and I don't really care. Somehow it's in the not knowing and still knowing that I am completely understood in my not knowing that is the bigger underneath truth for me. God surrounds me. God's presence is warm and inviting and full of light.
Hello, everybody. I'm Nancy Blom. Also a bit nervous. This isn't my comfort thing, talking about my art. Unless I'm one-on-one with somebody, then that's fine. So I like the things that everyone else said. I applaud their words. They were so eloquent and articulate. Not sure I'm going to be quite that good. And I also like the idea of the unknowing. Certainly that is something I embrace. And then I wrote, I do write in my journal, and I think I'll just lean on that a bit. Oops, that's not the first page. Okay. I have here a secondary painting of my backyard. So this is where I'm sitting while I contemplate this question. And if you want to come up and look at it, I'll have it here. So I sit in my backyard and I ask the question I'm giving to contemplate. What does God look like? And what if God could take a selfie? The word selfie, I think, is very ungodlike. It is an action for humans to take us to hyper-awareness of ourselves and to elevate or punctuate our existence, which we're pretty much obsessed with these days. I don't think that God would have any part of that. So here in the quiet contemplative place in my backyard, I ponder God's mystery, and I ask for something to be revealed to me. It is important to see this mystery so it can be formed into some art. So I breathe into this space, and my level of awareness takes in the chattering of squirrels, the calling of blue jays. Other birds, too, call, chirping their morning song. Bees are now pollinating, chipmunks scurrying, and cicadas vibrating. These life forms are all with me in sharing this place, and I believe their vibration is on a very different wavelength entirely. They are foraging for food and water. They're making shelter. They're being watchful of the hawk or any other predators right now, maybe the owls. But I do realize that we are not alone. I'm not just sitting in my backyard by myself, clearly. And that takes me to a sense of awe. So I make this piece here after this painting. So I will place this down now. And I make this other piece. So I found the face of God, the mystery of God in nature today. It is the majesty, it is the mystery, and the interplay of the natural world. It is not the whole story because I'm leaving out people, and my relationships with people are so important, and I believe that the love between people like has been expressed is you know, so powerful and God-filled. But I think that this place with nature, because I'm starting to really consider science as one of my things I'm very, very interested in the natural world. And I'm studying it more and reading more books. And so I think that's where I am. I'm wondering how we are asked by the Creator, by our God, to interact with our environment today. My painting has this pondering within it. I have to say, once I got there and realized that that's what I was going to paint about, this mystery, I found that this caterpillar, this American dagger caterpillar, and I've never seen this yellow caterpillar with the black spikes coming out of it and the black eyes, and I picked it up, and, well, first I watched it walking around, and it was just amazing. It was like a little, you know, creature, just kind of, and I just thought, wow, you know, God, this is God in this little creature. And I certainly blew it up in scale because at that point I thought it was the most powerful thing I had found. I suppose I started to feel like a child seeing something new for the first time that explained the mystery, I guess. So there's a lot of child's play and discovery in this painting. It sort of happened out of sitting in my yard and just becoming more like a child. And I'll just read the last of this. I think about the magical intersection of all of life, and then me, and all of life listed that I mentioned, the creatures, and that's what I'm marveling at in this piece. I think that's about it. I'm sorry I don't have a good closing, but I hope that's... Thank you.
So what does God look like? Again, if God were to send me a selfie, what would it look like? When I first decided on this theme to do for Art of the Visual, I believe Faith and I were at the dinner table, and I got all excited. I'm like, yeah, this will be great. I see God as this really big white mass kind of swirling with a few colors here and there, and I was pretty excited about the whole thing. But about 30 minutes later, I believe it was, I came back and I said, you know what, who am I kidding? When I close my eyes, that's not how I see God. You know, and kind of like Brenda said, that word God, that male image right away. You know, that's what we that's what I grew up with. You know, that's what I saw all the time. God has a white mass swirling and turning slowly with a slight touch of pale color. To me, that was God. Again, to be honest with myself, I see God as an old man with a white beard. That image you see in books and movies and so forth. A lot of those images I showed you earlier in art history. But I have to admit, it's becoming a little blurry. More like an old man with a beard with swirls of white surrounding him. It made me think, though, God never changes, but the image of how people see God may change as one learns, grows, questions in their relationship with God. So I started my piece on a canvas. I added collage-like images and dabs of color. Then I added swirls of white modeling paste over the piece, kind of like for the beard. I wasn't really sure where I was going with the piece, but then I took a photo of it because I wanted to send it to Faith and said, okay, this is where I am so far with this. Okay. During this process, though, somewhere, I ended up putting it in Photoshop, my computer. And I really don't know much about Photoshop. I just know I could switch filters on it and so forth. And all of a sudden, there was this image. And that's what I had in my head. It was there on the screen. God was looking at me, my screen. I'm going to go off script a little bit here, because I'm going to hit a little more what Brenda said. That God word, that male image, I want to get away from that. When I picked up Ellen's piece, a very colorful one, chills just went through me. That's where I want to go. That's where I hope my journey takes me, seeing God like that. So thank you, Ellen, and for all of you, how do you see God? Or again, if God sent you a selfie, what would it look like?